We're seeing pink at Grimm's Gardens, and you will too with our Pink Flag sale. Save a whopping 50% off all marked plants with a pink flag. From colorful perennials to hardy shrubs, beautiful trees, and more. If it's flagged in pink, it's half off. Better yet, all other plants are 25% off. But hurry, once these pink tagged plants are gone, so are the deals. Come out and see pink while you save green at Grimm's Gardens, located at 2991 Goldfinch Road in Hiawatha, Kansas. Grimm's Gardens, where beautiful lawns and landscapes begin.
7-0.
Trailing 10-7, Mahomes races the right leg.
Pass Conderson! Touchdown! Kansas City! On a quick slant, Patrick Mahomes to Travis Kelce for the 52nd time!
Monday night, the Chiefs return home to GEHA Field at Arrowhead to take on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Pregame kicks off at 6 on your home for Kansas City Chiefs football.
Your home for Chiefs football is 92.1 FM KMZA. All right, Seth joining you here on 92.1 KMZA. Good morning on this Saturday. We're going to have to jump off there of Lawn and Garden Solutions with Carl Jarbo here for this morning, as we do have state volleyball action to get to. Crendon Prophet is excited, ready to go, as we are going to bring you first to hear this morning Valley Heights and their run at a state title here today. We've got one quick commercial break we need to take, and we'll throw it to Crendon at the state volleyball tournament. That's coming up right here on 92.1 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Alan Meyer, Senior Vice President and Business Development Officer at Community National Bank. As a proud Nemaha County native, I deeply understand the unique needs of our local communities. At CNB, we prioritize hometown values and personalized service. Trust us to be your financial partner, committed to supporting your dreams and the growth of our community. Stop by and visit with me. Welcome home to Community National Bank.
FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Everybody, welcome to day two here at Dodge City United Wireless Stadium. Man, it was a great day yesterday. We got two TVL teams qualified here that will play today on KMZ 92.1. We got Valley Heights in the early morning slot here starting at 9 o'clock. And then also at 1 o'clock p.m., we got Centralia Panthers trying to make their 16th state title. But Valley Heights in this morning slot trying to get their third state title ever. It's been since 1992 for them, but they've taken 20 overall trips in their program history. Inman has taken 10 total trips. They are trying to seek their first state title right now today. And Inman, they've been a great team this year under first-year head coach Kathy Russell. This team is 42-2 on the total year. Valley Heights, 31-10. Inman, they swept the Inman Teutons, they swept their pool play, beating Central Christian, a quick 25-9, 25-20. Oakley, they beat 25-15, 25-14. And Marinetta, they beat 25-16, 25-21. The other game is Ellenwood and Marinetta on the other side of the court. Valley Heights, they beat Sedgwick, 25-19, 25-17. It was the Ellenwood, 25-17, 25-20. And, of course, they beat D. West, 25-17, 25-15. And they go 2-1 in pool play, come out as that second team of pool one. Pull two to be able to play the number one team Inman. And shoot, what are some keys here for this Valley Heights team to come out and get going early, especially against an Inman team with a great player like Sutton Harris, who's a Utah commit and has been a great player this season?
Well, I mean, just to backtrack just a bit, this is what it's all about. This is where these kids have
it's probably a culmination of 10 years of playing volleyball. These kids probably started in their youth programs. They worked up through, probably played club volleyball for several years in the wintertime to get to this point. And you're right. I mean, this is going to be interesting to get from the get-go this morning. It's going to be a tale of, is Valley Heights going to get the Ava Smith, their big hitter, involved early? And if Inman gets their Division I commit, Sutton Harris, involved early, and see where it goes. It's going to be a good head-to-head competition here.
We'll talk more about it in just a couple of minutes. Stay locked in here to 92.1 KMZA.
Are you looking to team up with a local bank that's ready to help you succeed? Hi, I'm Lynette Hiltzbrand with First Heritage Bank. From opening a checking account that can put money in your pocket to helping you buy a new home, we have the products and experience to help you succeed. Whether we are next to you on the sideline supporting our hometown team or across the desk helping you purchase a new vehicle, you can count on our local staff to help you reach your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender located in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion, or online at 1hbank.com. Member FDIC.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you sick and tired of getting tackled at the one-yard line? Is your current insurance provider not getting you the right coverage in your time of need? Stop by your local SBS insurance office and we'll develop a game plan for the best coverage and protection of your assets. With SBS Insurance, we'll help you score that winning touchdown.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back here to KMZA 92.1. We're locked in to you. Krenn and Proppit off my left, Dan Shoup. And Seth helping us back in the studio. We got just 1 minute here for, again, a quick more tip for this game before we send it to break for the national anthem. But Valley Heights, Inman, Valley Heights in the year 31-10, Inman 42-2. They've been great this season, taking losses to 3A level competition teams and even bigger. Valley Heights, you know, they've been playing some good teams. And again, we kind of repeat here. Ava Smith is going to be a key for her to get going tonight. Mia Vermitten is going to be key. And Ava Smith, she finished yesterday with 40 total kills. It's going to be crucial to get a player like her going tonight against the Inman Teutons.
Yeah, I mean, this is what it's all about. I think you got the four best teams in Class 2A here. From what we've seen yesterday, I mean, they kind of whittled their way through pool play to get to this point. So it's going to be exciting action this morning.
And when you talk about both teams, and especially like key players going back here to the Inman, key player to watch out for is the junior, number 11, Sutton Harris. She's an incredible player. Again, she's already a Utah commit. She has been exact this year with over 390 kills. There's four players on Inman that have over 100 kills coming in a day, and from Valley Heights, there's three players that have over 100 kills. So real quick, we're going to go take a timeout, and we'll be right back after the playing of the National Anthem. Stay tuned here to 92.1 KMCA.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Local, family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll-free 1-800-794-2019.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
End of summer deals are heating up here at Nemaha Valley Motors in Seneca. We have a variety of 6.4 liter Hemi Ram 2500 Tradesman trucks with $8,000 in rebates. We also have a variety of Chrysler Pacificas in stock with $5,000 in rebates. The number of new vehicles in stock has not been like this in years. There's also a great selection of GMC vehicles in stock as well. Come by and say hi to Dale and Tanya and experience purchasing a vehicle in a relaxed atmosphere. Most customers leave saying, "Wow, that was easy."
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome to the MSC Sports Radio Network. We got a great day lined out for you again. Centralia later in the afternoon at 1 o'clock. But here, we got Valley Heights, the Mustangs, taking on Inman. It's the sixth seed against the number one. This one is going to be a great one to prove, especially for Valley Heights, trying to chase their third state title in program history as they got 20 total state appearances in history. But the Mustangs, they went 2-1 pool play yesterday, so they're playing Inman, who went 3-0 in pool play as well yesterday. They played Central Christian, Oakley, Maranatha, and then Valley Heights. They beat Cedric and D. West. However, they fell to Elwood 25-17, 25-20, and this is a great opportunity for Valley Heights. They really have a lot of momentum. They have a great team and a lot of great leadership under their best players.
Yeah, it's going to be about controlling the run and trying to break the other team when they do go on a 2-3 point run to keep it close. It's going to be interesting how this plays out. Again, we got some young coach over on Inman's side, but obviously has done an excellent job with their team to do what they did in the regular season here back to this point. Let's go.
Head coach of Susan Steinfort, again, her team. 2-1 yesterday, Ava Smith, she finished with 40 total kills. And now we get going. The bump set in the spot. Ava Smith to begin things here.
Well, somebody's
and that's
mad.
A violation against the net that started early. Valley Heights gets the first point.
Yeah, it's getting, this early in the morning, it's about getting that blood flowing, getting that energy up. Cause it's a little bit different playing these games this early in the morning. Usually, your tournaments in the weekend, this is when pool play is. This is not when you're playing for getting a chance to play in the state championship.
Valley Heights have the earliest game of the teams here. They played at 8:30 and already starting 2-0. Avery Stevenson with an ace. Here now, already up 2-0 is the Mustangs. Stevenson just had the ace, gets it over. This one's going to be tricky to put across. It'll be sent over on a free ball from Adeline Alcala. Now Ava Smith tries to hit that to the back row, gets picked up nicely. Nice dig to put it across by Turber. Now getting fought along the net.
Now you're seeing some passing errors a little bit. I mean, they're really not great at making their passes right now, so hopefully they kind of clean that up as it gets going.
Here an error again. Valley Heights is now 2-1, Inman down by one. Serve over the net now in the back row. That's where Minton picks it up. Now Ava Smith, she's set up once again, trying to attack that back row. Picks up from the libero. Now fighting at the line. Nice deflection. Great dig by Turber. It's set off the right hand.
Wow.
And a point for the Mustangs. Ava Smith credited with the kill.
Again, that's what you call pancakes. She's got her hand underneath the ball before it hit the floor. Got it up. And Valley Heights gets the point.
An early start here with momentum. Paige Miller serves this one off for the Mustangs as they're up 3-1 early in set number one. Block deflected here on the Mustangs side. They're going to get called on a lift. 3-2 now. Mustangs still with the lead.
Yeah, both teams have went through their aces just like what I anticipated. Get those started early.
Morgan Fraze just served it for Inman. Nice push across that made Inman scramble. Mustang setting up Ava Smith once again, and she's got a kill. Already, Amos Smith, she has two kills early in this one, 4-2. We haven't seen Harris, number 11 yet, from Inman, making her mark. She's currently in that back row. She just has the dig. Well, now they're going to set her up, and she has a beautiful tap. A player like her, they triple block her up at the net. What does she do? She goes away, uses that right hand, and puts it right down on the ground.
Again, very smart player. Again, has a great vertical for a kid, 5'10", 5'11". She can get up and just tip it right over the triple block.
Now here, serving is Inman, only down by one, 4-3. Set up opportunity to Turber. Turber, that's going to go as a kill. She really took a lot of heat off of it. She knew she didn't have to put too much pressure.
She just hit it off the block.
Hit it off the block.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting to see how the coaches, what strategies they're using. I mean, obviously, we've seen when the Harris girl got their first set to her, they Valley Heights triple blocked her.
Here, serve over. And that one's going to go as a service error for Caitlin Henry, the junior for the Mustang. Now 5-3. 5-4. The serve now is Sutton Harris on this the year, 61 aces.
And this is what we're going to see. I mean, everybody's in the talk's been this Sutton Harris kid, and we didn't get to really see him yesterday. She gets in the back row. All right, who are the other hitters on this Inman team that we need to be aware of?
I got to mention, Inman has four players that have over 100 kills. Taylor Fraze has over 180. Morgan Fraze is over 120. And also, Tim Ish, a lot of great players on this side. Kenna Woods, she's been a great one on the kill as well. Now here the serve from Harris. Gets over. Dug up in the back row. Set up opportunity here for Parker. And Josie Parker has her first kill of the game.
Yeah, I love to see her kind of misdirection just a little bit. They had a double block across from her, and she goes to the opposite corner.
Josie Parker, I believe yesterday, just had within 4 to 5 kills. But let me tell you, all those kills that she had really came at a very crucial moment. She was a very sound and disciplined player, especially when she earned her opportunity up in the front row. Back set, opportunity. Nice picked up by Smith. And here, a kill put away for Inman. Number 8, Kenna Woods.
Yeah, I mean, you're here, we're seeing a couple other hitters for Inman kind of step up there on that net. So, yeah, I have to go make a
6-5 now. Close one in set number 1. Remittent. Paige Miller setting up Josie Parker, and she's got a kill.
Yeah, love the aggressiveness of Valley Heights from the get-go. I mean, they're really spreading the ball around, and these kids are, I mean, doing a good job of hitting it off the block instead of right at the block.
Remittent back to serve for Valley Heights. Over the net now to the back row. It was picked up by Harris. Now a spike incoming by Woods in the heat. Not handled well by the Mustang.
The block might have just been a little bit late because he hit it down before the blocks got up there to even get a hand on it.
Kenna Woods, now with two kills here against the Mustangs. Sutton Harris, she's only got one, for leading Valley Heights at this moment with two kills. Ava Smith, as well as Josie Parker. Serve over the net, dug up nicely in the back row. Set opportunity from Paige to Ava Smith, who just gets it across. And now it looks like almost was a setting error.
Good save.
But a good save from Woods. Another set up for Woods here. She's going to try to go down with it. Picked up in the back row. And now Turber, Ava Smith, and Smith finds the opening on the court. And a dig from, or an attempted save from Woods, is not able to pick it up. That's a kill shot for Ava Smith, 8-6.
I say, I mean, she's difficult to defend because, again, with her vertical leap, she can get up there and kind of pick her shot to where she wants to go with it when Smith is on.
Avery Stevenson now back to serve. She's already got an ace here tonight. Puts this one over. Set up opportunity in the middle of the net. Nice dig by Vermitten. Play continues. They're going to say it was...
They hit the floor?
They're going to say it hit the floor. It's a kill shot given to Morgan Frayne. Now here with it, Kendall Woods to serve. 8-7 game now. Up by one, Mustang. Smith blocked right back at the Mustang. Opportunity for Porta to put it across. She does. Set up opportunity for Harris, and she's got the kill.
tied 8-8. And now you finally hear the Utah commit's name.
Yeah, you can tell. I mean, she's the legit. I mean, she's a player.
Just a junior. Two kills for her already. Woods. Gets this one over. It's tied. Well, no, tied any longer. That's a service error for Inman. Now 9-8. You know, I don't know if anyone was here last night around 10:30 at night, but we had 8 service errors in the last game that we called with Centralia. It was quite ridiculous with 5 being in a row. But that not being the case here, Tucson, however, they do have back-to-back errors in a row there. Not only the service error, but the batting error in
right.
the net.
Right, Valley has 2 points here. See if they can make a run here.
Take advantage of the errors. Near ace from Paige Miller. Sent over off the right hand from Harris. Back set, Turber. Turber finding the opening on the court.
I said, I mean, it all started when, I mean, on serve receive for him, and they didn't get a good pass up to the setter, so they didn't set the Harris kid up very well. So she has got to kind of hit it over as a free ball, and Valley Heights made her pay for it.
And Turber, 2 kills now on the game. Paige Miller sends this one to the back row. Harris will send it across, tipped and deflected from the top line. Mustang, Turber, Ava Smith, Smith opening on the floor, and now it will be hit over. Set up again for Smith. Second time to charm here. Libero picks up in the back row. Now Harris. Harris. And it looks like she goes out of bounds. Someone tipped it. It is 12-8. Timeout taken by the Tucson. We'll be back in 30 seconds. The Valley Heights Mustangs lead Inman 12-8.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Crittenden Prophet, Dan Shoup, and now Kirk Kilman back in studio. It's 12-8. Inman Tucson's just had a call a timeout as they're down by 4-2, the Valley Heights Mustangs.
Yeah, I mean, what you've seen there, I mean, Inman, their passes were just a little bit off. They couldn't get it up to the center, and the center just couldn't get the set up to the Harris kid. Good enough, so they had to do 2-3 times in a row for the Harris kid just kind of hit it over for a free ball for Valley Heights.
Paige Miller, the serve over here for Valley Heights. Back set opportunity, deflected at the line, and that's going to go as a kill shot down for Morgan Fraze.
Yeah, I mean, excellent strategy coming out of the timeout for Inman. I mean, they actually went away from the Harris kid, the back set, and got the run broke for Valley Heights.
Fraze sends it over, and it hits the line.
I think that ball actually curved.
It looked like it was going to go out of bounds, but it just had a curve by an inch. It hit the wide of the line, and Paige Miller, she was looking it down, and it just went in. Permitton, back set, Smith kill.
Excellent job, Valley Heights, keeping her involved. Keep that kid, the Smith kid, involved when she's in that front row, because I mean, she can hit it the hardest probably on Valley Heights team from what I've seen. And you want to keep her involved in the game.
Smith, she gets the serve for the Mustangs. Set for Harris. Harris taps. And now.
But you notice, I mean, the last 4, 5, 6 points, they really haven't had a good set to the Harris kid. I mean, where she can rip back and rip it hard, it's all been about misdirection and kind of changing speed.
Yeah, she's been doing a lot of change up here, but she's got 3 kills here against the Mustangs. 13-11. Serve. She's in the back row. Set up with Jane Paige Miller going to Vermitten. Attempted dig by Smith, but it's no good. The block credited to Inman for the point. 13-12 now.
I mean, the timeout did its thing.
Valley Heights has not scored after the timeout. Inman has scored 3 straight. Turber dig. Set back to Turber. Turber trying to go down the line. She goes out of bounds. And now after the timeout, we got a tied 13.
Yeah, might have to think about timeout Valley Heights side. The momentum really shifted after that timeout.
So since that timeout, Valley Heights has only scored one out of the last 5 points. Smith, Miller, back set, Turber, deblocked by Harris. And now the Inman Teutons
take the lead.
And now Valley Heights will have to take a timeout. We'll take a timeout as well. Stay tuned to 92.1 KMZA as Inman is up 14-13 now.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the last timeout we took, it was 12-8. Valley Heights had the lead, but now Valley Heights, they take a timeout as they're down 14-13 in a stretch of 6 points. They only managed to get a piece of it.
Let's see what they do here on their other timeout.
Smith, Paige Miller, setting up Vermitten. Vermitten tries to attack the back row, handled well. Now Harris. Harris.
Block!
By Krista Porter. 14-all.
Yeah, I mean, coming out of that timeout, they went away from where the Harris kid was in the front row. The previous two times, Valley Heights tried to go to the Harris side, and he tried to hit it around it and hit it out of bounds. This time, they went away from her and got the point.
Kaylin Emery to serve her for Mustangs. Tied 14-14 game. There's a 13-14 game on the other side of the court, and Marinetta with the lead. The opportunity, Turber. And now back, it was set up all the way from the back row to Ava Smith, but it was blocked.
The front row, yeah, great, Harris. Yeah, great net play.
Now 14-15. Back to serve. Harris. Just got great stats already in this tournament, helping her team go 3-0 in full play yesterday. Turber. That's going to go down as a block for the front row unit. Credit to Brooke Aiden.
Hey, Aiden's doing an excellent job up on the front row at this point. Mutes Valley Heights.
Now 2-point lead for Inman, 16-14. Mustangs looking to battle back late in the latter half of this set number one. Paige Miller setting up Parker, and she's got the point. 3 kills for her against the Teutons.
Again, both these coaches, I mean, they're really coaching. I mean, making adjustments on the fly. You just love to see it at this level.
And Turber, here the serve, gets it over. 1 point lead here for Inman, 16-15. Taps back, great block! Credit again, Josie Parker! 16-all now, back-to-back points for the Mustangs.
6 foot junior.
And Turber puts it across. Step opportunity to Woods. Deflected right back. And one more hit to get it over. They do. What a save for Inman. Vermitten sets over two hands. Looks like we're going to get a violation against the Mustangs.
Yeah, we're on the other side of the antenna. We just got a missed pass, so it was.
16-17. It looks like Mustangs would have had a blocked point, but again, a great save by Woods from Inman. To serve, Brooke Aiden. Paige Miller setting up Josie Parker. Awkward set, but she gets it over. Nice block by Josie Parker to put it back across. Now here, a good setup opportunity for the Mustangs once again. This time Vermitten. Vermitten putting some finesse on it. One more hit to get it over. That one is towards the Valley Heights bench. 17-0.
Yeah, I mean, Valley Heights doing an excellent job of staying aggressive. They're getting their passes through the center. Kudos to the center, because the center is having to move around the floor just a little bit, probably more than what she'd want to, but she's still able to set the hitters up to get good hits.
Mia Vermitten, now to serve. Punches it over. Set up. Harris, and into the net. That's Kenna Woods.
I think they're a little bit different group when their ace is in that back row.
18-17 now. Mustangs a chance to early open and expand the lead. deflection from the top of the row. Inman trying to set up Woods. Goes straight down Broadway, and she's got a kill. 18-all. Kenna Woods.
Yeah, that Taylor girl, she's a sophomore, too. That's a nice kill on her part from Inman.
Taylor Frey is getting credited with the kill, her first of the day. Serve over. Paige Miller setting up Ava Smith. Ava Smith blocks from Morgan Graves.
It was a good setup. It was a good hit by the Smith kid. Just good execution on the double block by Inman.
Now here to serve once more. Kenna Woods. 19-18. Mustangs trail by one. For Minton. Paige Miller. Oh! She was faking a set. Instead, she just pushed it across and got the kill for the Mustangs.
Yeah, you got to do that every once in a while, just not very often, to keep those people honest in the back row and in the front row. You kind of get accustomed to kind of getting to your spot to block or the back row coverage.
Unfortunately for the Mustangs, they come out and have a service error. Now it's 19-20.
So you kind of lean to go to those next spots that you're responsible for, and you kind of mix it up there. So good decision on her part.
Back to serve. Is in the two-time, get it across. Minton, Miller, cross the court to Smith. Smith tried to put it down the back corner, almost got it. Now it's sent over, too far deep, it's 20-all. 20-20, the game goes.
Well, yeah, what a very good first game.
Marinetta leads Elmwood on the other court, 22-18. But right now, Valley Heights are tied 20-20 with Inman. And here a block. Credit Ava Smith.
Yep.
Ava Smith, four kills and a block point for the Mustangs. She was like dynamite yesterday. Great serve to get over to Paige Miller. Hair is too far back. Back-to-back misses. And now,
take another timeout.
Taking a timeout is the Tucson. They're down 22-20. Stay locked in here. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on 92.1.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the MSC Sports Radio Network. Inman calling their second timeout in this set number one. They called the first timeout when they were down 12-8. They went on a 5-point run to take the lead, but now Valley Heights has the lead, 22-20. Set up for Reed. Smith, and it's to the back row. One more hit to get it over. Harris gets it. A good chance for a good set here to Smith, and Smith almost plows it down. Couldn't get it to go. Smith blocks it right back at Inman. Inman get it over with a tap from Fraze. Turber going to the back court, and it's a point for Inman.
Great rally there. I mean, there was a lot going on there. I mean, great hustle by both teams.
Taking a timeout and being able to get a crucial rally point like that could prove dividends here for the Tucson's team. Back to serve. Morgan Fraze gets it across. Smith. H. Miller, back set, back to Smith. Will finesse tap, and it's over. Great save from Inman. Ava Smith, once again, an opportunity. Goes down the middle. Couldn't get the stick. Harris now blocked. Great block by Porta. Back row, Paige Miller setting up Ava Smith once again. It's to the back. One hit to get it across. Harris here. Taps it. Dig. And another kill for Harris.
Again, great rally, great digs on both sides there. I mean, they dig, Inman and Valley Heights made some great digs to get it right back up to the center, give their team the opportunity to end up. Inman got that one.
Harris, four kills and a block. She's got the same stat line that Ava Smith has. against Inman right now. Two great players going at it on the court. Just juniors, too. Set up, Turber, a tap across. Inman setting up Harris once again. She goes out of bounds. In.
Yeah, the last couple times, Valley Heights did an excellent job of blocking Harris when she was in the front row. She kind of tipped it over a couple times. That time she went down line and went out.
That is the third time that Harris has missed a shot too far out of bounds. Smith, Paige Miller, now set for Vermitton.
Nice.
Still, and it's collected by the fans on Inman. I'm sure they want to throw that back out in the court, though.
Yeah, the number S.
Number S back there, but 24-22, we're on set point. The Mustangs with the lead. Ava Smith, the hot hand to serve. The number one seeded Inman, the number one ranked team in all of 2A. And set number one, set up Harris. Harris with the kill.
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, if you're the game's on the line, put the ball in your best player. And excellent kill there by the Harris kids.
Five kills and a block here in set number one for the Teutons. 24-23, still set point. Gets it just over the net. Smith. The miscommunication, but the Mustangs will be able to get it over. The ball popped up high for Inman. Going to be attacked from just behind the attacker's line. Set up. Smith behind the attacker's row. Gets it over. Right-hand push. Two-hand shove for Inman to get it over. Three ball sent over from Porta. Opportunity for Inman, and down on the line by Harris. In a crucial moment,
tied it up.
The Utah commit ties this game with back-to-back points, and now Valley Heights will call a timeout as this game is tied 24-24, and set number one will be back in 30 seconds. Stay tuned to KMZA 92.1.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Metro Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning, maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Metro Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemetroappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Metro Appliance and Sonica.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, the way things are set up right now, Maranatha is already up 1-0 in the set across in the match across from us against Ellenwood.
Here we go.
And this score, we got 24-24 Inman Valley Heights. Valley Heights, they just called their second timeout. Vermitton pushing to the back row. Picked up, setting up Teutons. Woods deflected. Paige Miller. Back set, Turber, all the way.
Wow.
It's going to be saved and picked up. Harris, nice little tap for Mitten on the dig. Set for Smith. She's going to have to send it over on a free ball. Indicated nicely. Harris again. Block and a kill for Porta.
Great execution of blocking in the front row by Valley Heights. Excellent.
25-24. We're back on set point for the Mustangs. After the timeout, they score the first point, and they put in Caitlin Henry back to serve the junior. 25-24. Over the net, to the back row. Set up, back set, Harris, dug up by Smith. Great play. Woods, great opportunity upcoming here for a good set for Josie Parker. And the Valley Heights Mustangs win set number one, 26-24 to start the morning for the Valley Heights Mustangs. An early way to begin of success. We'll be back in 2 minutes here for set number two. The Mustangs lead this match 1-0.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience?
In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Local family-owned and operated since 1926, Wanklin Oil in Frankfort is the hometown company that you can trust for your home and business needs for clean, reliable, and affordable propane and fuel services. You can count on Wanklin for same-day delivery service and competitive pricing. Wanklin Oil can deliver to the field for farmers, saving time and money, and they can service all of your propane, fuel, DEF, and oil needs. To learn more about their services, call Wanklin Oil in Frankfort today at 785-292-4710 or toll free 1-800-794-2019.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back here for set number two. The Mustangs took set number one in an astonishing 26-24 victory. Man, they are on a roll right now against the number one Inman. And right now, the number two Ellenwood is already down a set, 1-0. Marietta is up in set number two, 6-4. We're on pace for a Valley Heights and Marinero State Championship. But again, you got to secure set number two here for both teams. Harris comes out like dynamite and puts up the first point for Inman.
Again, great strategy coming out of this. Hey, we're going to make a point to get our leader back into it. And you didn't see that towards the end of that first game. And credit to Valley High. So they did an excellent job in that back row of making some tough digs and put it right to their center.
Harris had six kills and a block against the Mustangs in that first set. But Ava Smith, she had an incredible stat line, four kills and a block. Spotting up the net point after the handling error from Inman to the Mustangs.
Yeah, they tried to mix it up there with two kids, spikers coming in at the same time, and where they were on a fake, the Harris kids have the outside kid hit the ball, and just missed timing.
Avery Stevenson now back to serve with the Mustangs. She's already has an ace here tonight. Gets it over. Back to the back row with it. Set up. Harris. Block for the point!
No, wait. No, they're calling it out.
Oh, they're going to call it out now.
They're going to call it out.
They're going to rearrange it.
I mean, it was awfully close. So, but again, the Valley Heights front row that's across from the Harris, they're doing an excellent job of blocking. They're playing the net extremely well, making it very difficult for that Utah commit to do anything.
Tucson's are up 2-1, both points credited off of kills from Harris. Serve over for Mitten. Paige Miller set up all the way to Smith, and Smith, she's got the kill. Watch out, cameraman, that ball's coming to you. 2-2.
Yeah, an excellent job for Smith. I mean, she went cross court a couple times early in the first game. What she do to the first time she gets the opportunity to the second game, she goes down the line.
Right down the line. Five kills tonight and a block against Tucson for Smith. Coming up hot for it. Inman, only one hit to get it across. Keeps it within the antennas as Woods. Ava Smith now finding it right open lane.
Yeah, Valley Heights, I mean, go with that kid that's on fire right now when she gets to the front row, and that's the Smith kid.
Smith, two kills for Valley Heights. And set number one, 3-2 right now, Valley Heights leads. They won the first set, 26-24. And here, another kill for Harris to tie it.
That just took something off there, went over the top of the block. But again, Valley Heights has done an excellent job up to this point. Blocking wherever the Harris kid is.
Right now, Harris has all 3 points off three kills for the Teutons. He just had the serve set for Turber. Turber, he was trying to go for that left corner.
Yeah, trying to go down line with it just a little bit too far left.
Now 3-4, lead to the Teutons after the hitting error. Ball just gets over the net. Smith, Miller. It looks like it's going to be a violation against Mustang.
Yeah, and it all started with just kind of not a great pass on serve receive. I got too close to the net.
Now 5-4, Inman with the lead. 5-3, excuse me. Inman with the lead. Paige Miller, back set. Smith, now it's 5-4. I was just doing a little bit of future tally.
Yeah, again, excellent job, Valley Heights, of mixing it up. They backset Smith to the right side this time and kind of threw him and off on their timing. Excellent hit.
And Ava Smith, you give her a lot of credit. She just got the serve. She's an amazing multi-sport athlete who was the leader of Valley Heights in points last season on the basketball team that made the state run.
But that's what the difference is today, Brendan, is when Smith gets to the back row, there's kids in Valley Heights that are stepping up and making great hits.
Everybody's been making great hits tonight, and that was the same thing yesterday. Vermitten, she just stepped up for her first kill tonight. Coming up, Woods tips it across. Smith, it's 5-5 game now. Back set, Turber, back row attack here. Harris, free ball, pops up. One more hit to get it across. It's over. Mustangs, set. Vermitten, picks up in the back row by Alcala. Now Harris sends it over. Set for Vermitten again. Block. Point goes to Inman. Brooke Aiden shuts her second block for a point.
Yeah, good aggressiveness by Valley Heights. It's a good execution with Inman in the front row there blocking.
5-6. No one using a timeout in the second set. Both teams use two timeouts in set one. A crucial moment. And all really of those timeouts came at a time to help bring the teams to their win or their comeback. Porta into the net. Now 5-7. Tucson's with the lead.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, when we first started this, is keep the runs at a minimum. Use your timeouts wisely to keep it tight. Not let the team go off 4 or 5 points in a row.
Maranatha up 13-6 in set number two. They won set number one. They have a chance of going to the state championship. And here, an ace from Inman. That was Brooke Aiden, who just had the point for a block. She's got two blocks and an ace. Now up 8-5 is the Teutons. Aiden gets it across again. Low dig by Vermitten. Turber blocked right back to the Mustangs. Sent over on a free ball. And that's out of bounds. 9-5. Valley Heights now down early in set number two. 9-5. This is a must-win set for the Teutons as they drop set number one, 26-24. Smith, set up. Bounce right back to the Mustangs. Attacker's line, pushed across. Nice dig from Paige Miller. Both teams playing small ball at the net right now. Now getting past the attacker's line. Ava Smith trying to go down with it.
Nice back row.
Now Harris, deflected. Vermitten. Paige Miller, back to Vermitten. Vermitten tries to attack that left corner again, but just goes too far left.
Yeah, they're going to call timeout here, trying to get her to break.
10-5, Teutons with the lead in set number two. A must-win set number two for the Teutons. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Don't go nowhere here on 92.1.
Looking for a new career opportunity? Look no further. Cook Cabinets is hiring. They offer competitive wages and a great work environment. Come join their team and help create beautiful cabinets for their customers. Cook Cabinets looking for hardworking individuals that are eager to learn and grow. Don't miss out on this great opportunity. Apply today at cookandco.com. That's K-O-C-H-A-N-D-C-O.com. Cook & Company is an equal opportunity employer.
Kansaland Radio.
A lot of credit needs to be given Susan Steinford of Valley High taking on the number one ranked team in all of 2A. It's 42-2. Inman is right now. She's up a set against Inman, but in set number two, the Mustangs are down 10-5. A timeout just got called for the first time in this set.
I think, I mean, what you're seeing is great coaching on both sides. I mean, both these coaches are, I mean, really getting their kids are very engaged with what they're wanting the kids to do. And the kids are executing at a pretty high level.
Paige Miller setting up Vermitten. Vermitten, she's got a kill. Well, I believe that'll be credited as a kill, but a point regardless of the Mustangs. It was kind of ill-received and went to the antenna, so.
That's it. Valley Heights can make a run here, get back even with this Inman team, make this second game a lot closer game.
Vermitten had no kills in set one, but she had two kills here in set number two. Back set, Woods, a tap, and a kill for Kendall Woods.
Yeah, see, the Woods was there, or the kid from Valley Heights was there, just came off her fingertips and ended up being out of bounds.
11-6 now, the score. Inman still at the lead by 5. Kenna Woods with it on the serve. Gets it across. In the back row, digging. Smith. Now Josie Parker, and she goes out of bounds.
No.
I didn't get a touch on it. I thought she was going through I believe a double block. And
I'll tell you, it looked like down there at the other end, you're right. I think Maranatha is going to be the first team to get to the state championship game. They're kind of, right now, got a big lead on Ellenwood.
18-8, yeah, already a match 1-0 lead. Turber going down with it, trying to, blocked right back to the Mustang. Turber, free ball sent over, two-hand push to the attacker's side of the net. Frays gets it over for Inman. Now Vermitten attacking the
good
back row. That might be a kill.
No.
Save! And a free ball set across. Inman keeping things alive. Vermitten attacking, going to the middle of the court. Great dig once again for a save. Inman, long rally here. Credit to everybody in the back row keeping this one going. Set up. Woods. Nice dig and save by Smith. Paige Miller.
Great rally going here.
Vermitten. Free ball set across. One hand tap, dig, another dig. Now Ava Smith sends it over. Huge pop up, sent across by Tuton. Miller, and into the net goes Vermitten. 13-6, the longest rally we've seen here, and it ends on a hitting error.
You just gotta keep it close, get the momentum back, Valley Heights does.
13-16 here. In Valley Heights, they won set number one, 26-24, but 13-6 right now they trail in set number two. But he'll trail a little less with a kill from Turber.
Yeah, a great back set by the setter. I'm not sure what her name is, but Valley Heights setter did an excellent job in both games of putting that ball on the money just about every time. And we don't give her enough credit either for doing the job she's doing.
Your hitters are only as good and truly greater as good as your setters can be. Set opportunity. Punched across from Inman. Paige Miller. A tap. Josie Parker trying to put one down. Now it's Harris. Free ball having to be sent over from the Tucson. Josie Parker deflected right back towards the Mustang. Josie Parker again. This time blocked from the front row. Morgan Craze.
Yeah, I mean, Inman did a great job double blocking those two girls in the front row right now for them. We're right there for all three hits to put it right back.
By a touchdown, 14-7 is Inman. Woods, back to serve. Hits it over. Dig. Now punch by Vermitten. Deflection, and that one just gets back over on a free ball sent across. Paige Miller almost put it down. Josie Parker now just almost puts it down. And Harris goes out of bounds.
Yeah, she's had several unforced errors, so she has in these first two games.
14-8. Mustang still down by 6, but they have Vermitten with the serve to get it across. Back set here. Hits at the line. Nice dig by Turber. Spike by Harris. And this is going to be a lift against the Mustang. 18-15. Back down by 7 is Valley Heights. Tucson with the lead. The must-win set number 2 for him to force a set 3. It's over. Paige Miller setting up Ava Smith. And she's got a kill.
Now, it's time to get the roll going. You got the Smith kid back in the front row. She's kind of been the one that's been doing the hitting and the killing on Valley Heights' side when she gets up there. So we'll see if they continue to feed her.
To serve, Avery Stevenson, already an ace tonight. Or the Mustangs, with the lone ace of the team. Set for Harris. Harris, that's a kill.
Yeah, but Valley Heights' blocks were just right there. I mean, they're doing an excellent job, those front row kids from Valley Heights, of being right there where they need to be, because the Harris girls not like she's getting clean shots hitting the floor on the other side.
Harris has 10 kills for the Tucsons and a block. In this set, she's got 4 kills. Sends it over. Vermitten. Paige Miller to Ava Smith. Ava Smith trying to put it down. Couldn't get it to go through. Harris, she's putting a tap. Not able to get it across. Porta. Now Harris again. Harris going to the back row, but again.
Another unforced error on her part.
Unforced error.
Yeah.
And And we saw that being the kind of the crucial part of set number one was their unforced errors.
Yep.
About four or five errors.
I'm sure it's unlikely. Good ace.
You mentioned the ace there. And none other than Paige Miller. Another great server here for the Mustangs. Alongside Stevenson. Both have an ace here tonight. 16-11. Down by five is the Mustangs. Harris putting that one down.
Again, they moved her around. I mean, they moved her. She's been sitting over there on the front left the whole time, and Valley Heights did an excellent job blocking her all game. They moved her to the right and got the kill shot.
Harris probably putting the speediest kill we've seen tonight down. And now she replies and responds with an ace. 18-11. That is Harris's first ace of the game. Harris now back to serve. She's got 13 full points here tonight against the Mustangs. And this time, almost an error.
Good hustle.
But a great hustle. You credit Turber on the dig to get it over on a free ball. Set up for Smith. Smith. Kill.
Nice.
So now you
got to keep going to, well, now she's in back row. Harris, I think she's serving now. So somebody's going to have to step up again, kind of mix it up in that front row for Valley Heights. It looks like Maranatha Academy, they're about to close down Ellenwood there, 24-17, to get to the state championship.
At that point, they can get a clean sweep here. Valley Heights, they would like to get the clean sweep here, but they're down 18-12 in set number two. Miller, back set. Turbo.
There it is. Nice hit, Turbo. They're one of your senior leaders there in the Turber kid. They have to call a timeout.
Timeout called. It's 18-13.
And they just wrapped up the other quarter, so we know one team's already in the state championship game, and that's Maranatha Academy.
Maranatha Academy going to state. One of these two teams on the court, Inman Valley Heights, but a timeout taken by Inman. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on KMZA.
The Telephone Lifeline Program, often referred to as Lifeline, is a government initiative aimed at providing affordable telephone service to low-income individuals and their families. It ensures that everybody has access to basic communication services. Lifeline offers discounted phone services to eligible participants, helping bridge the digital divide and promote inclusivity. Contact JBN Telephone Company today at 785-866-2310 to see if you qualify. JBN Telephone Company, keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
18-13. Inman just had to use their first timeout of the set number two. That's a must win for them. As Valley Heights, they're going on a little bit of a run. They've scored 3 points straight now. They're getting hot. Block towards Inman. Just tapped across. Corda. Vermitten. Blocked right back.
Oh, great net play.
And now Turber, she sends it over with a two-hand push. And a point for the Mustangs. Hitting error. Against the Teutons.
I mean, excellent execution on both sides. And all the kids are moving to the responsibility. Great hustle. Making great decisions.
And out of bounds. Teutons.
Making a run here.
Error. Now
he's going to put a little pressure as they get a little bit closer and closer to Inman.
5-point run now for Valley Heights. Puts it across. For Ava Smith.
Is she going to use her second timeout?
That's what the two A's in Ava stand for. Ace and ace. She's the ace player. She just got ace. Ava, serve. Went down by two, 18-16. Set up. Harris. And that one's going to be a violation against the Teutons. Going on a humongous run here.
Yeah, great run by Valley Heights to tighten this thing up.
Six straight points on this run. Ava Smith almost clearing another ace. Woods pushing it across. Smith digs. Paige Miller back set. Turber trying to put it down. Deflected right back at the Mustangs. Now Vermitten. Vermitten back row attack. Picked up. Woods, angle shot, and a fake! Mustang.
Oh, great dig again.
Yeah, you mentioned the dig there, and now
they get the point!
Excitement! I think we're just about the same excitement, but you're about to get ready to jump out of here. And now the Mustangs have scored 7 points straight to tie it 18-all. The timeout has meant nothing.
Oh, they got it going.
Smith. Now that's what the 2A stands for, an A for another A. And now a timeout taken as the Mustangs are up 19-18. And in what could be a sweep, set number two. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Stay locked in to KMCA 92.1.
If you find yourself wondering, but do I really need life insurance? The short answer is yes. But actually, it's no. You don't need it. Your family needs it. The answer may be a bit more personal and includes things like car payments, student loan debt, mortgage protection, or even a farm operating note. No matter where you are in life or what your expenses may be that could be left behind, having life insurance in place to protect your family is a smart move.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. See Kirk Peterson, your local Farm Bureau agent in Seneca.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
8 straight points here for the Valley Heights Mustangs on a run up 19-18. It was 18-11, but these Mustangs have not quit. Ava Smith in this run has had two aces. Man,
I said this is so what's so unique about volleyball. The momentum changes. It just is unbelievable, the emotional side of things.
Smith, another ace! Three aces for Ava Smith. The Mustangs are up 20-18, and they are 5 points away from a state championship.
Sure.
They have not been a runner-up since 2006. They have not won a title since 1992. Here, a kill.
Oh, they got it broke.
Woods. Woods, that's her fifth kill of the game against the Mustangs. That ends Ava Smith's serving streak down from the service line. Man, she found a way to be helpful, even not being up at the net. And she is dominant up there as well. Set for Vermitten, deflected right back to the Mustangs, they're up 20-19, back set, Turber, blocked, not blocked, kill!
And this is what makes, I mean, when Smith goes to the back row, they got Turber and Vermitten up in the front row at that time, and the center just mixes it up, so Inman's having a hard time getting their double blocks to both those big hitters in the front row.
21-19, a must-win set number two for Inman, the Valley Heights is up by two. Back set, Woods. Pushing across, digs, Paige Miller, now setting up Josie Parker, almost a kill put down, now Woods deflected, she's got a kill.
Well, they're not going to go away easy, I mean, Inman's been up in that number one seed all year long, so they're going to fight.
Got a Woods back to serve for the Teutons. They trail by one, 21-20. If they don't win this set,
yeah, is Harris back in the front row yet? No, she's still in the back row.
Harris still in the back row, so great opportunity for Valley Heights to take advantage. Set up, Josie Parker deflected right back to him. Mustang set up Turber now. Turber blocked, great save.
Dig.
And now back row, one more hit to get it across. Harris gets the great mighty save. Back set, Turber finesse tap. Now opportunity to go down with it, but a great block from Vermitten.
Valley Heights is just executing at a high level. Man, they are executing at a high level. Everybody's doing their responsibility so well. There's nobody standing around. They're all moving. Great volleyball to watch.
Vermitten had nothing on the stat sheet in set one, but in set two, she's got two kills on the block. She has been an incredible target for this Mustangs team. And now the Mustangs, only two points away with a hitting error. And the number one ranked team might just fall as the number two ranked team, Ellenwood, fell to Marinetta.
There's nothing really Harris can do. She's stuck in that back row.
Turber gets it over the net now. A set opportunity for Fraze, and she's got the kill. It's 23-21. Morgan Fraze.
All right.
Kills it up two blocks.
I wonder if Emma's going to go right to her. She got to the front row here.
Serving, Inman, down by two. Back row, Paige Miller, Josie Parker. Back row, set up here, near side.
And put it down and in.
That should be down, it is. Valley Heights now up 24-21.
They did exactly what you thought they would do. Harrisville got the front row, they set her. Excellent front row block by Valley Heights.
And Valley Heights
now on set point, match point, 24-21 against the number one seeded Inman team, who on this year is 42-2, up at the net. Set up opportunity, Harris pushes across.
There it is.
Server, set up, Ava Smith goes! Not down, deflected right back, Ava Smith right out the backcourt! And now it's kept alive, saved, the cross, Harris, Paige Smith, now back to Ava Smith.
It's down!
Allie Ice will go
to the
state championship in class of 2A. Ava Smith to put it away against the number one seeded Inman Teuton.
What I say, Crandon, yesterday, Valley Heights was my sleeper. I thought Thundercat had the best chance of anybody here to run through this and make it to the state championship game.
What a game from the Valley Heights Mustangs. They are guaranteed at least a runner-up finish, the first time since 2006, and an opportunity to win the state championship for the first time since 1992. We'll be back here in 2 minutes to recap this amazing morning slate game, and we will return after that in 30 minutes for the Mustangs taking on Maranatha Academy in the state championship game of the Class of 2A. Stay tuned and locked in to 92.1 KMZA.
Listen up. Special announcement from Smoke and Joe.
This is Smoke and Joe at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, your smoking hot deal headquarters. Fridge not cooling, range not cooking, dishwasher not cleaning. Maybe the washer and dryer need attention. One call solves it all. Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, 336-2008. We can repair or replace. Check out new options in our store or at joemitchellappliance.com. We are authorized servicers. Yes, we service what we sell. We deliver and install. We also remove and dispose of old product. Get your smoking hot deal today at Mitchell Appliance and Sonica.
Transform your outdoors with Lamberson Construction. At Lamberson Construction, we specialize in creating stunning pools, beautiful stamped decorative concrete, and replacing or pouring new driveways and sidewalks. Whether you're looking to enhance your backyard or upgrade your curb appeal, we've got you covered. Ready to take the next step? Give us a call at 785-851-9007 and let's bring your vision to life.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand by in building a robust fiber network. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Citizens State Bank, with locations in Hanover, Marysville, and Waterville, wants to wish the Valley Heights Lady Mustangs good luck at the state tournament and proud to support this broadcast. Citizens State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back here to MSC Sports Radio Network for our little bit of the post game of the first game wrap up here. Valley Heights, the number six seeded team coming into the day, just upset Inman, the number one seeded team, and two straight sets, 26-24, 25-21. What an incredible game. Inman has only lost two games all year. They now lose three. Valley Heights is now 32-7. And Valley Heights, the other team who was on the court that they could have played in the sub-state or in the state championship game was Elmwood. They got eliminated. So now they're going to play a team that they have not seen tonight against Maranatha. And this one should be a great one between the two teams. But real quick, a little bit of a stat tally. Ava Smith, 9 kills, block and 3 aces. Josie Parker, three kills and a block. Mia Vermitten, 3 kills and 2 blocks. Paige Miller, a kill and an ace. Avery Stevenson, an ace. And Turber, 5 kills. What an incredible stat line from the Mustangs.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game by Valley Heights. The Smith kid played to her potential when she got to the front row. Valley Heights fed her when she was there. She did an excellent job of hitting the ball when it was there. But the two main things I looked at that was a difference maker, when she got to the back row, those other three kids up in the front row, the Torber kid, the Vermitten kid, and the Parker kid, they spread the wealth there when those three were up in the front row, and they scored some points. They had some kills to get them going and get some points accumulated when the Smith kid was in the back row. And the second thing is they did what they had to do to that Utah commit from Inman. when she was in the front row, they double blocked, and those kids that were across from her did an excellent job of continuously putting her in a bad situation where she was at points just wanting to free ball it over instead of trying to hit it into that block. So excellent and excellent job for Valley Heights on executing everything and what they had to do to beat that Inman team.
Yeah, and unfortunately, Sutton Harris, I mean, she's just a junior, so she'll come back next year, but she finishes the game as well with, she's got two blocks on it and 11 kills. Man, she had a great game as well against the Mustangs. Once they got into the back row, it really felt that the Mustangs were able to be more dominant because they just had more hitters up in that front unit. You credit again Turber with 5 kills, Vermitten with 2 kills and 2 blocks, Aiden Smith who had 9 kills, and then, of course, Josie Parker, who came up big with 3 kills and a block, just the junior. So, again, the final tally is here, Valley Heights sweeping Inman at 26-24 in set number 1, 25-21 in set number 2. And, by the way, they had to come back. They were down 18-11
yeah,
in set number 2. And then they wrapped off 8 straight points to make it 19-18.
Yeah, and it just felt like Inman was getting tight. I mean, and then it does happen when you're the number one seed, when you have all the pressure on you, there's all the expectations for winning a state championship, and all of a sudden the pressure starts building on you, and it just happened. They started becoming more timid with their hitting and things, and kudos to Valley Heights. They took advantage of it. So it was 2 very good games.
Well, we're going to send this one back to studio for about 10 to 15 minutes. We'll come back to call the state championship game in the classification of 2A. Valley Heights Mustangs taking on Marinette Academy. Stay tuned on 92.1 KMZA.